Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service. I'm gonna sit and just chat with you a little bit here this morning. As I was studying this week for the message today in preparation of today's service, I had a lot of difficulty. And with the way last service, week's service was, and if you missed it, I really, really encourage you to go back and listen to it. Last week, our message was about when knowing is not enough. And we talked a little bit about knowing the Word of God, knowing Scripture, and knowing it, but not applying it to our lives, and how important it is, and what the Word of God says, that if we love Christ, we would know his ways and follow them. And of course, I know a lot of scripture. I don't always have the ability to quote book, chapter, and verse. Getting better at that, but it's a long road, and it's just not something that's necessarily easy for a 50-year-old woman to do. So, but I wanted to take a moment today because I wanted to share with you what the Lord put on my heart. As I mentioned, this week was very stressful, very busy. Last week was very stressful, very busy. Life actually has been very stressful and very busy. We did make it through successfully Brother Aaron's trip to the Philippines and his return. We had a great service last week on a wonderful message. It was a long service, over an hour, and of just preaching, and it really moved my heart, I guess, just I could say. This week, studying, the idea was to continue on that same path, to receive more word and more guidance and direction on how we actually move from just knowing the word to applying it to our lives and actually walking the walk and not just talking it. And so I wanted to just take a moment today to let you know that we are not going to have service today. What I found, what I received from the Lord when I was studying was a few things. And you all pretty much know most of it because I've mentioned it during prayers or prayer requests and praise reports. Life has been very busy. And in this household especially, life has been nothing but a whirlwind since August of 2017, the middle of August. It's been very, very busy. And it kind of slowed down a little bit at the end of September when my nephew and his wife and children moved back to Ohio. And then it slowed down again when my great niece was taken back to Ohio. I believe that was the beginning of December. However, since before Thanksgiving, my sister and I have been working on my niece's bridal shower diligently. And I do have to say that it has consumed a lot of my time. So much of my time that I truly feel that I have not been spending enough time with the Lord. I spend time with him, I study, prepare the message, but lately I have to wonder if I'm just going through the motions. It's not that I don't feel the Holy Spirit. I do tremendously. I believe this church is still on a solid foundation. We preach good, sound doctrine, good biblical principles. And I do believe that everyone would agree. It's just that I just don't know how to say it any other way than other than to say, I am tired and I'm worn out. This week, when I was studying, I was able to recap last week's message, made it through that, just as we do with every service. Began compiling my notes for this week's service. And as I was studying, I came across a thought. And this is really when the Holy Spirit moved in my heart. The sentence that I read from the story that I was reviewing says, when we overload ourselves with so much, we drown out the voice of God. We focus on the wrong things. And that is really what I feel like I have done. So I've gone to the Lord in prayer, asking His forgiveness. I need to seek forgiveness from the church and hope that everyone can understand all the many different responsibilities and just the way we can get caught up in the distractions of life. I had a very bad day yesterday, which today is Wednesday, the day we were recording this, because we were going to record service because this Sunday is the bridal shower and we are getting ready to go to Ohio tomorrow. So we were going to have a pre-recorded service and have that broadcast and play during Sunday's, the normal Sunday service time, which is when this message is playing. But I wanted to let you know that we are recording it. It's Wednesday night. I had a very bad day on Tuesday. Very, very, very bad day. Started with my drive to work. I was in the middle of praying, and the devil entered into my day. And no matter how much praying I did, I was not able to shake it, not able to shake him. Affected my attitude. Frustrated me to no end. Luckily enough, I didn't go too overboard. I kind of had words with one person that truly upset me. And he apologized for upsetting me. I need to go back and apologize to him for my tone, which I will address next week when I'm back at work. But it was just a really bad day. And no matter how hard I tried to get to the point where I could study and open scriptures and spend time with God, I couldn't do it. I couldn't get there. Something was pulling me every which way, bigger demands on my time. And it frustrated me even more because I knew that I really needed the Lord. And that was the only thing that was going to help me. And my day didn't get better until I came home. And, I still had some issues to address here at home, took care of that, took care of some more details with the shower, and was able to finally relax a little bit before turning in for the night. But what I can say and what I see and what I know and what I feel has happened is I have done just what I explained in that sentence that I read. I have overloaded myself so much that I've drowned out the Word of God. And I need to changed things and rearranged things within my life and my day. I was praying on my way home from work today, thinking, maybe I need to start getting up earlier and spending more quiet time with the Lord or more quiet time at night before I turn in. And I'm not sure what path I'm going to take yet, but I know that I need to do something different in order to do the Lord justice and in order to serve this church better. So today we're recording this, calling it a heart to heart from Pastor to let you know what I've been going through, where I'm at, and where I hope to go to from here. The Lord did bring me peace to my heart to let me know that it's okay to take a break, to take a Sunday off. You know, the one thing to remember is that I've been serving this church for 10 years. And I'm not sure of the exact number, but I know, maybe not know, I'm pretty confident that it's been less than 10 services that I have not preached in some way. They may have been a pre-recorded service, but I don't think there's been more than 10 services in 10 years where we had absolutely no service. Brother Aaron just messaged me and said 5 to 8. So even if it's a max of 8 in 10 years, I'd say that's pretty good. It's not something that I normally like to do. At times that's been vacation, technical issues, snow. We had a service that we couldn't hold in Ohio because the weather, the roads were too bad. There was too much snow. Different reasons. But that's what's happening today. So out of 520 possible Sundays, we've missed 8. That's pretty good. I'm going to take this week off. And I hope that you all find it in your heart to forgive me if it inconveniences you. That you will take the opportunity to spend it with your loved ones. Hug your kids. Allow the Lord to move in your heart and spend time with Him. Honestly, open your heart and your mind. Because it's very important that we get past the point of just knowing Scripture. It is important. And as the time draws closer for the Lord to return, we know the devil's going to fight harder and try to bring more distractions into our lives. And the good thing is if we diligently seek the Lord, He's there. And if we ask Him to open our hearts and our minds and show us what it is that we need to know, be willing to receive that guidance and that direction, truly and honestly allow God to show you where you're going wrong. He will. And He'll do it in a loving way, just as He did with me this week, today. I know why I feel like knowing is not enough. I feel like I'm falling short of applying the word in my life. And it's because I have too many distractions. I've allowed too many things to come between me and God. And I have to get back to that. So this Sunday, I'm going to take the day off from service, spend it with the family, and get some rest on Tuesday before heading back to work on Wednesday and work out a different pattern with my study habits and the time that I spend with the Lord and make that more of a priority so that I can serve this church better, I can serve God better, I can serve my husband better, and I can serve my family better. and I hope that you all understand and find some encouragement in my statement. I've posted scripture because the word does say in James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And also 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which we're called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I hope that you all have a great day. I will keep you all in my prayers and hope and pray that the Lord may shine his face upon you and grant you peace. See you next week. God bless.